Hi everyone, welcome back to Better Mistakes Podcast. This is episode 7 and part 2 of our wellness series. So we're going to get off the subject of weight loss and that type of physical wellness. And we're going to hit something that's also very important. And of course, that's mental wellness, mental well-being. Specifically targeted for our older population, our retired folks. Guys, this is so important. When you retire, have a plan. Do not just sit there and watch TV all day, every day. The mental decline that you will experience if you do that is disturbing. And I'm speaking about it because I've seen it recently. Let me tell you a story of two different women. The exact same age, both retired. At the exact age, one of them is as sharp as ever. The other is experiencing substantial cognitive decline. Now, granted, there are many factors. Some of them can be hereditary. Well, except I do want to say this. The family of the one with the substantial cognitive decline, her parents, are in their 90s, mid-90s, and are still doing well, okay? The big difference here was their activities after retirement. We'll call her Mary, all right? Mary retired. She had a very technical job. She retired 4.5 years ago. And since then, just watches TV every day. Mary will ask you the same questions 4 times in a conversation. She may call you to tell you something that you talked about yesterday with her. And you have to gently remind her. It hurts to see this in people you know. The other one, we'll call her Jane. Jane retired officially, probably more than 4 years ago. However, she is taking classes at a community college. She still does like these side business deals. She's always running errands. She's active. And like I said, she has not lost a step. So if you know someone who's retired and they don't have a hobby, they don't have any little side jobs, get them into something. So what I'm doing for Mary is I got her some Sudoku books that you find at the checkout line in the supermarket and some crossword puzzles. I'm hoping that'll help. I did have a conversation with her about it. And, it was rough. It was rough to be blunt with someone about something that, it's not their fault, right? But I know she had noticed it, and I wanted to bring it to her attention that, hey, listen, we're going to come up with a plan, and we're going to try to correct this as much as we can. So apart from taking classes or whatever, there are other things you can do. Now with smartphones, you may be able to even learn the language on your smartphone. I know they have programs like Rosetta Stones or Duolingo or whatever. That might be a good investment. Reading is, it's fundamental, right? Reading is one of those things that will never go away. You can, you know, if the print is too small for an older person, you can get books on a tablet that you can make the font size whatever you need to. Read about subjects that you don't know anything about. You can teach maybe about whatever job you did. You can teach about a hobby that you have. About volunteering at a hospital, volunteering at a church, anywhere that, I mean, look, free labor is free labor. And volunteering will keep you, will give you something to do, give you a purpose, and keep your mind sharp. And finally, stay physically active. There's a big benefit to that, not only to your physical health, but, I mean, look, your brain, right? That's a physical thing. That's an organ, right? Help it by getting it, make sure it gets the right blood flow. Make sure that you're doing everything you can and eating the right foods to help nourish your brain. So stay physically active. There are things that you can do if you're, you know, let's say you're going to retire soon, right? Have a plan. You know, look, not all of us are going to retire, you know, with a lot of money to spend, and we're not all going to be traveling the world or cruising the country in an RV, but have a plan of something you're going to do. If you need to retire and keep some type of part-time job, you know, that may be a good idea. There's a fine line between enjoying your later years and enjoying your retirement, but also, look, if all you're doing is watching TV, I mean, you're not really, it's not like you're out there enjoying life, you know what I mean? So starting now, there are things that involve mind and body. Yoga. Jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu is so technical. It's so complicated. It's like learning to speak Latin. You know, you're going to have a hard time, except here's the difference. You could probably learn to speak Latin and master it in just a few years. You will never completely master jiu-jitsu. There's always so much to learn. So I think that's an awesome activity. I do think I've seen people start it in their 60s, but it's probably something you want to start earlier and, you know, just kind of continue into old age. I've seen it done, and it's wonderful. Like I said, it's so mental that it's like going to college. Okay, I'm not kidding. But if you start doing these things now, or if you know someone who's already retired, you know, get them on a path. Find a plan for them, okay? The goal is to not put yourself out to pasture. You worked. You supported your family. You contributed. And you pay your taxes. Enjoy your later retirement years. But if you're forgetting things, you're forgetting to take medicine, if you're forgetting family members, that you're losing yourself. And I don't think that is enjoyable. I don't think that's enjoyment. Take care of yourself now so that you're around later to enjoy what you've worked for. Folks, if you know anyone who is going through the same problems that Mary is, talk talk to them about it. And like I said, go to the store, get them some puzzles, get them some type of game that they can do and that they would find enjoyable. And you may have to work with them. You may have to put some notes around the house, right? So that they don't forget things. Even if they're not that bad. So Mary, I mean, it's not that bad. She doesn't forget everything. She recognizes, you know, who her friends or family are. But I'm afraid there may come a time when that won't be the case. And that is not the time to take action. The time to take action is now. Right? Same thing with anything. If if you hear someone say, hey, I'm going to start a workout program or a diet next month or next week or next year, honestly, they're probably not that serious. Because if you were serious, you'd start now. So do that. If you know someone who isn't experiencing any type of cognitive decline, or if they're, you know, not yet retired, send them this episode, right? Go ahead and preemptively buy them those puzzles or those puzzle books. Have that conversation with them so you won't have to have it later. All right, guys, that is it for today. I hope you listen to this and you find this episode unnecessary. I hope that you never need to follow this advice. I hope that you never this never applies to you. All right, guys, that's it. Until next time.